Welcome to Jesus Wins, a daily devotional by Elizabeth Talbot. This whole month of October, we will be exploring the topic, Embracing His Assurance. October 12, His Reign. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Matthew 3, verse 2. I had not seen my very dear cousin Elena for a very long time. Now she was coming from South America in order to visit me in the USA. Anticipation was building up for both of us as the time was drawing near. She was crossing off the days on her calendar, and I was excitedly getting a room ready for her. And finally, the day arrived when our anticipations became a reality. Can you remember the anticipation you felt while waiting for the arrival of a child or a dear friend? There is nothing like the indescribable feeling of the fulfillment of a long-awaited hope. God's ultimate reign on earth had been prophesied throughout Israel's history, and the announcement of the nearness of the kingdom of heaven resounded with much excitement throughout the Judean territory. Matthew abruptly transitions from Jesus' infancy to his adult ministry by introducing John the Baptist, who came preaching in the wilderness of Judea. Matthew 3, verse 1. The message he brings is unequivocal. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Matthew 3, verse 2. The first verb is an imperative in the present tense, which could be translated as turn, return, have a change of heart, change your way, etc. There was an urgency in his message. A crucial action was needed to prepare for the long-awaited fulfillment. The kingdom of heaven is used by Matthew 33 times, but it is unique to his gospel, as it is found nowhere else in the New Testament. Finally, the long-awaited reign of God was beginning on the earth. It had come near, it was about to arrive in the person of Jesus, and it did. The kingdom of heaven is among us, and we can already partake of its blessings of peace and joy, even though it has not yet been fully consummated. This is what we call the already and not yet of God's reign on earth. It has already started through the ministry, death, and resurrection of Jesus, but it has not yet completely eradicated sin and evil, which God will accomplish at the time of the second coming of Jesus. We are living in between those two realities. What a time of exciting expectancy as we wait for our Savior to come back for us.
Today's podcast was excerpted from the book Jesus Wins, published by Pacific Press Publishing Association. If you would like to purchase your own printed copy, you can do so by calling 1-800-765-6955 or by going to AdventistBookCenter.com. or Jesus101.tv. From all of us at Jesus 101, thanks for listening, and remember, Jesus wins.